He is not God of the dead, but of the living. By these words, our Lord tells us when we reach our death in this physical life, we are not fully dead. Our souls are still very much alive. We must remind ourselves that we have a spiritual element. We are with both material and form, as we say in philosophy. We are both body and soul. We have a soul. And that soul will never die. And that soul will experience what we merit here on earth, with our conduct here on earth, either heaven or hell. And we better be prepared. Prepare ourselves now. That is, we must take care of our souls. Yes, we must take care of our bodies, but we must first take care of our souls. Because our bodies will experience what our souls will experience after our death. Our bodies will experience what our souls experience with the resurrection of the dead on the last day. So we want to make sure we experience and we achieve heaven and not hell. Therefore, we must seek to live our faith here on this earth now. Live as God wills us to live. And he shows us how, with all here in scriptures, and we have the Ten Commandments to guide us. So we have everything we need to live according to God's will. But we must read, we must study, we must reflect, we must pray, in a word, continually. And this will strengthen our faith, that no matter what the trial, no matter what difficulty, we have the courage to face it, to endure that trial, knowing it will lead us to heaven. It will lead us to God. Today we celebrate several martyrs who had that faith and in the face of a severe trial did not let it deter them, and they won heaven. Here we are speaking of Africa, in Uganda, between the years 1885 and 1887, when the king, unfortunately, did not have that faith and had very bad sexual desires. And when not only those in his court refused to satisfy him, they were all killed. St. Charles, Lwanga, St. Matthias, Malumba, and the companions, about 20 more of them altogether, were all executed, either by burning or by hanging, because they would not satisfy the king. And for that matter, several others who've refused to give up the faith. If I'm not mistaken, one of them was the prince himself. But they refused to give up that faith. They refused to give up their union with God, you see. They were strong enough to face even the severest trials, as I said. And they won heaven for it. That is why I say we too must have that faith strong and never be willing to give it up. We must be strong, knowing God is with us always. And he will help us. But we must turn to him. We have to make that choice for him. We must turn to him. We must pray continually for that faith, for that strength, above all, to grow in his love. That no matter what the trial, we will endure. We will face it. And we too will win heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.